The following podcast contains adult themes and adult language. Listener discretion advised.
And although we joke, if you or someone you know is affected by or a victim of domestic violence, dial 1-800-799-7233 or visit the National Domestic Violence Hotline's website, thehotline.org.
It's always the husband, it's always the husband, it's always the husband, I'm gonna keep it.
Hi everyone, this is Sarah.
This is Megan.
Hi. And you are listening to It's Always the Husband podcast.
Hello.
Welcome again.
I'm clinking my drink for you. Right. Cheers to you this week, listeners.
Yep, we just had our 4th of July weekend.
Mine was a doozy.
I bet it was.
How about yours?
Mine was fun. Saturday we went to Jamie's cousin Jackie. She's listener Jackie. She listens.
Hi, listener yes. Jackie.
She's wonderful and one of the nicest people on the whole planet, of course. And she had a big party at her house, and she lives on a farm, and there were baby kittens, and I got to hold them. Yeah, I held one like the whole night.
Hi, kittens.
And there were several children. You know, I recoil at children during these months. The summer months, the sight of a child or a children makes me physically ill. Retching, diarrhea, physical sickness. And there are many children here. But they were cute. But one girl, little girl that I didn't know, kept coming up trying to hold the kitten I was holding. And I told her to piss off.
Back off, bitch.
Yep. So this one's mine, bitch. Piss off.
Yeah.
Well, all the kids were super cute.
Oh, good. Yeah. Like that one. Yeah.
It was fun.
Good. I was with my in-laws at the family cabin. My brother-in-law owns a cabin in Wisconsin. That was where the most disgusting fruit wine that I've ever
This was drunk. In Wisconsin,
yes,
too.
In Wisconsin.
Home of the Booze Hounds.
Home of the Booze Hounds. So we fit right in. Honestly, we did. But the first night I was there, I was pretty gung-ho on the drinking, or the first day I was there. So I started off with, of course, Prosecco in a
can,
in a sippy glass kind of thing, on ice. So I'm not sure how much I drank of. I know my sister-in-law did have one glass out of that. But then I went to, I had some Bud Light Limes. I had some Summer Shandies. I went to Gin Fizz later in the evening. And woke up at around 2 a.m. in the family cabin with explosive diarrhea.
Of course. The drinking shits.
Yeah. I was sweating also because there was no air conditioning.
Pleasant.
In the cabin. But I was sweating and because of heat and diarrhea. And I was just praying to God that none of my brothers-in-law or sisters-in-law would hear.
Is that where one of your brother-in-laws walked in on you shitting last time?
Well, no, that was last year. I came out of the bedroom. I was just sleeping in my brown underwear because it was so ungodly hot. And they were both just hammered standing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was trying to sneak through and they all of a sudden just started laughing. And there I was in my underwear. Right. I was just more afraid that the sounds would
the
wake everyone
sounds.
Up.
The dumb and a la dumb and dumber.
Diarrhea sounds would wake everyone up. But I
they
mean,
were all
now I've told everybody. Yeah. So, I mean, of course, when I woke up, I was like, oh my God, you guys, I had horrible diarrhea shit. So I don't know why I was so scared.
Right. They just know.
Yeah. They know me.
Yeah. Jamie got hammed on Hams beer.
Oh no.
So I had to drive home and it was an hour and a half away and it was like midnight and I go to bed at 7.
Yeah. That's
so I was mad.
A killer.
At my husband.
Yes. Right.
Terrible. Do you have an obsession or shit that doesn't stink?
Yeah.
Whatever.
This.
What we're going to change it to or whatever. If people have suggestions, my husband suggested the air freshener in the outhouse. The good one good thing in our shitty weeks.
This was what prevented me from killing myself this week. Well, because I was in a swimsuit most of the weekend, I was able to really assess my body for the piece of shit that it is. One of the things that I am thankful for and that I discovered this year, but really think it's one of the best things I've ever purchased, is my Evelyn and Bobby bra.
Oh, okay. I don't know of this.
Now, I know you prefer $10 bargain
corpse bras.
Basement corpse bras. I'm against that. Yeah, I know that I've made that clear to you. I think everyone needs a good bra. But what I've been looking for lately in my older age is, I'm not sure that and I'm sorry if this is offensive, but my boobs, as I am hitting middle age, have been pulled to the ground by gravity.
Yes.
Also nursing three children.
Right. Being pregnant does that, because your boobs double in size per day.
And just also, I've always been a big bosomed person. I'm just a big boned farm girl.
Right.
And I've never had small boobs. So I have been looking for bras that don't have underwire, because I'm just over it. Yeah. I don't want it to hurt anymore. I don't want to feel that. Yeah. I don't want them to be perky. I just don't want them to be around my waist.
Tripping.
Like, what, weren't we just talking about that? About how when you give someone CPR, you're supposed to give compressions at the nipple line. And if it were me, people would be giving me Heimlich maneuver.
Well, they would be punching you in the crotch.
Right. They'd be like, oh, I'm not choking. I'm actually having a heart attack.
My heart is up higher. That's my crotch.
Nipple line might be at my belly button line. But this bra has really been a game changer. So the company is called Evelyn N, like the Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E. And I found this bra that does not have underwire, and it actually supports. Like, I've tried the True bras, and those, I mean, they feel good, but I get a uniboob right away, and they don't support at all. So this is actually a supportive bra. They have several different kinds. I have many of them, but I have the Defy bra and the Defy bra tank. And I'll put a picture, not of myself, but I'm wearing the bra right now, Sarah.
It's
what
nice.
Do you think?
I love it.
How
it's
do you
super
think my
nice.
Boobs look?
They look perfection.
Is this inappropriate to talk
Nobody
about?
Nobody cares.
I didn't really think about.
We talk about buttholes and poops and crotches and bush.
True.
They're fine. People don't care.
So I'm going to put it on our website, but this is for those of you who have, I suppose you could have small boobs and it will work, or no boobs and it will work. But
if you want to wear a bra and you don't have boobs, sir or madam, why not?
Go for it. Get an Evelyn and Bobby. Yeah. I think I have.
What is the price point for those cheap bastards out there?
Sarah, this will be the best $68 you've ever spent on yourself. No. And then I actually have the tank too, so that you can wear the tank and it kind of like holds your rolls in.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to wear a bra either, because it's the bra fit into the tank, which I wear frequently as well.
I like that idea.
In these summer months. So I have a $10 off just for a referral.
Oh, put that on.
So
and again,
I'll put
we don't
it
have
on,
ads.
Yeah,
so it's
we
not
don't
like
have ads. I'm not getting paid for this. I just really liked these bras. And I've had them for probably since January. So
do they wash well?
Yes, they do. I had them. Why I bought them actually was during the rash.
Oh, yeah.
Because just everything that I wore made me itch even worse. Yeah. And these were just like soft and smooth and wonderful. So this isn't something that I just tried and I'm like, hey, try this. Like, I've really been wearing these for 6 months and
that's a good idea.
I love them. So it's called Evelyn and Bobby. I'll put the link up and I'll put some pictures, not of me, but of other models who are actually normal size models, which I
also
appreciate.
That's what we need to see. Regular people wearing clothes. If I saw that more, I'd buy more stuff online.
What's your air freshener in the outhouse?
Mine is a food. It is Lindt L-I-N-D-T, dark mm-hmm. chocolate. You buy mm-hmm. it at Target, whatever. In the orange, with orange essence. And it's very good. It's a little
treat. Is it like an orange nougat or?
No, it's just chocolate with like little orange flavoring.
Oh.
It's really good. And I just have a little tiny slice like every day.
What made you try that?
I don't know. It just looked good. And I tried it. And now I just buy like a bar every week and just have little bits every day. Hmm. And it's just really good. So you can try it. That's it. A food.
That's
chocolate.
It. A food. Candy. Well, mine have been drinks for the last how long. And I thought people are really going to start questioning my
everybody's boozing in the summer for sure.
Consumption of alcohol. Yeah. So I better do a bra.
Yes. We do have three Patreons that we need to call out. I, again, thank you so much. We are totally grateful for you people for doing this. And again, you can join our Patreon. We have special episodes just for you loaded mm-hmm. up, special stuff just there on, you know, patreon.com or whatever. Just look for our podcast name. And we have Kyla Lloyd.
Kyla!
Thank you. I sent stickers to you a few days ago. Carrie Koslick. Thank you.
Thanks,
again,
Carrie.
I sent your stickers. And Stephanie West. I will be sending your stickers tomorrow. So you get to have stickers from us.
Thank you so much.
Carrie, Kyla. Thank you. We just can't thank all our Patreons enough.
It's so thrilling. It really is.
I put a lot of money into ads this month, and it's thankfully these people help out doing that. Thank you so much.
We had our first 2,000 download
week. I know.
This week.
So we were so proud.
Exciting for us. I still can't believe we're actually doing it.
I know. I can't either. It's just crazy. Still is crazy. We had a wonderful listener of Prep's Patreon send us an unbelievable package. We are beyond blessed that people send us stuff. Jessica Robertson sent, and we are going to put her Etsy store called Tipsy Toucans. We each picked the appropriate box. She had two boxes inside.
Just by the luck of the draw.
And we were going to open it on the air. I don't know. What do you call this? During taping?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we didn't because, first of all, we make a lot of noise and don't understand how to open boxes.
Nope. We were
laughing hysterically for the longest time. They are the cutest cups, like tumblers.
Yeah. Yep.
And mine has He-Man on it. It says, nice wig. And He-Man's face perfectly on there. Kind of his angry at Skeletor
He's
look.
Petulant.
He's looking at Skeletor saying, bitch, are you kidding me with this?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said to her, Megan, I said, I couldn't even love it any more than I do. And it has like an 80s background around.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I screamed out loud. I'm going to use it every day.
We are. Yeah. Your booze is going to be. And then mine was, of course, sparkly and girly with pink and teal and just like I like it. Right. Yeah. And then mine has hot glasses. And it says handsome and unsighted.
Right. So that means you're going to get swept up by a serial killer instantly.
I can only hope. Yep. And my glasses are the perfect
They're the exact glasses. Hot glasses as you're wearing.
Yep.
And all of the handsome women who are unsighted are the ones who fall for these men.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, that was mean, but, you know.
Today we have another one.
I know, but we have a terrible one.
Honestly, Tipsy Toucans.
Go to it, purchase something.
It's unbelievably
amazing. I just said, how did she even, I don't even understand how she made this. It's just incredible.
They're beautiful and we can't be happier and more
this
grateful.
This is insane. We are so it's grateful. So, thank you so much.
Yes.
I'm going to tell
so
everybody.
Great.
I like almost shed a tear and I don't have tear ducts.
No, I know.
And listener Brandy this week told me that you can't do that on television is on Prime Video. And I cried.
Stop.
I had no idea.
Maybe I'll have
my
to watch
favorite
it now.
Show of all time. Well, it was like 10 seasons and I think they were just doing one season at a time. But just what a week.
What a goddamn week.
I know.
We're so grateful. Thank you.
So grateful. Just two total pieces of shit.
It sounds fake when we say it, but we're really not fake.
No.
This is beyond our wildest dreams. This is crazy.
No, one day crazy. I just called Megan in to our deodorant factory.
Yeah.
I was kicked out of my own deodorant factory room for quite some time and had to work in a closet.
That was the year you were kicked out, or I was kicked out?
You, okay. We both were kicked out. We both out and got worked kicked in the same out, closet. Yes. So I was working in the closet and called you in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And said, we're going to start a podcast next week. So just show up at my house. And we did.
We did it.
Yeah. And it worked. Nuts. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Bastards. This show was actually a killer that was brought to our attention by our beloved listener, our beloved Patreon, our favoritest listener, Kat Kramer. Kat Kramer recommended this gentleman to me. And when I just read his background, I died.
Because he did a little bit of research.
I did
from
some background
other sources.
Research on him.
I just watched the one show.
He is not well known, even though his case is so bizarre, beyond, and should be on every single one of the Discovery Plus shows. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a Forensic Files. I don't even understand. And so if it wasn't for Kat Kramer, we wouldn't know this amazing story that we're going to hear. It is set in the year 1983. And I don't know if we've had, maybe we did have an 83, but I thought I would concentrate a little bit on daytime TV.
Okay.
Because if you're a young, you don't understand daytime TV. Daytime TV was a huge thing, because when you would be sick and stay at home from your elementary school in the 80s, daytime TV was everything. Like, you would fake being sick just to watch TV. And this was even before cable. For those of us that actually lived in a town and had cable, when you had three channels and sometimes like a UHF or whatever, and you'd switch it on your black and white TV that was in the kitchen. And so daytime TV had game shows, which, again, the young, I don't think, know. Because game shows are on at night and they're dumb as shit. Although, I don't know. Some I might like. I don't know. I don't really know, like, any modern new game shows.
I don't think so.
At night. These are game shows like $25,000 Pyramid, where soap opera celebrities would come on and Betty White. Mm-hmm. And you would have to guess a clue. Oh, and
Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares was on. Sale of the Century was my absolute favorite.
I don't know what that one is.
It was like you just had to guess price tags on shit, and then you would get to pick out prizes from. Remember when Wheel of Fortune had like the.
Yeah.
Had the rotating room of shit,
And
you would pick gifts.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they had that. Tattletales, where it was kind of like husband and wife, and you would say, you know, my husband jerks it when he shits and stuff like that, except it would be more polite.
Right.
Telling secrets. Press Your Luck, of course, is with the whammies.
Yeah.
There was one called Just Men. And this is where there would be women celebrities and seven celebrity men. I mean, there'd be two women regular nerdy guests that were like the contestants. And then there'd be seven celebrity men. And then the women had to guess, there'd be a phrase that like, who is allergic to lobster? And they would have to guess which celebrity man is. And if they get a point, they get a key. And whoever gets the most keys at the end gets to see if any of their keys work and they win a car. I don't know.
What?
It was called Just Men.
What kind of celebrities were on this
show? I'm sure it was soap opera men and what's his name? Dick. You know, Dick from $25,000 Pyramid and such. I know names and I can't. Yes, he does the countdown, the New Year's Eve.
Dick Clark.
Yeah, Dick Clark. That's why I couldn't think of Clark.
Good.
But then there were the soap operas, such as Search for Tomorrow, Days of Our Lives, still on, Another World, Capital, Edge of Night, All My Children, As the World Turns, Ryan's Hope, One Life to Live, General Hospital, still on, Guiding Light, I think Bold and the Beautiful is still on.
Well, I don't know if it's still on, but it was on CBS. Oh, yes.
You couldn't go wrong with a soap opera. I watched Days of Our Lives all the way back to Patch and Kayla and Bo and Hope.
For sure.
When Bo and Hope went back to the 1880s and Hope had a hoop skirt.
Hope had a hoop skirt. Yes, I remember being sick and I could get up and watch Card Sharks.
Yes. Oh, I loved Card Sharks. Yeah. Higher.
Yes. Freeze. That's So it was Card Sharks and then The Price is Right.
Of course.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Then it would go to soap operas. Then it would go to Young and the Restless. Then Bold and the Beautiful was 12 to 12:30. That was a short one. It wasn't an hour. And then you'd have a half an hour of news. That's when my dad would come in from the field. And then at one, you'd have Ezreal Turns. Two, you'd have Guiding Light. And three, there'd be like...
And then Oprah came on, you know, and you could watch Oprah. Yeah. I miss Oprah. I watched Oprah after she was right after school. And I would always watch Oprah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies came out in 1983, and that's The Outsiders.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. That's very important to you. So I thought like another one of yours might be Yentl. I know you always talk about Yentl.
Is that the one where she sings, Papa, can you hear me?
Maybe it's where she pretends to be a boy.
She's a boy.
Yeah.
Because
of course women couldn't do jack shit and she had to pretend to be a boy to get an education.
God damn it. God. Were they like Orthodox Jews?
Yeah, she wanted to get into like a Jewish school, but you had to be a man.
Of course.
And of course, what does a woman with any intelligence do? Nothing. You just die.
Yeah.
And then Silkwood, I never saw, but because it scared me, was with Cher and she had to take, I remember it was radioactive or some plutonium factory and... Someone was getting radioactive, and I got all scared because that sounded so scary to me. And that's
what was that called again? Silkwood.
I remember something about a big shower. She was trying to wash off all the radiation, which you can't do, I don't think. And then there was Cujo that scared me because of the dog. And then the book, the little boy dies because he has diabetes, and Cujo has trapped the mother and this little boy in a hot car. Like today... It's a 1,000 degrees, and they get trapped in their hot car because their big St. Bernard got the rabies and was trying to kill them. But in the movie, the little boy lives, and in the book, the little boy dies because he had the
yikes.
And Jaws 3D, which I loved.
It's Shark Week for Sarah.
Dennis Quaid was in it.
Aww.
And Jaws would attack in 3D. Oh, God, can you have anything better than that? Jeez.
No.
And Octopussy. I do like James Bond, but that name was too much.
Too much. I'm going to take everybody back to a song in 1983 by the late, great Kenny Rogers.
Oh, Kenny.
I'm sorry if you are not a Kenny Rogers fan.
Then suck it. Just drop dead.
You need to go straight to hell.
Go fuck yourself.
You need to go to Apple Music and look up Kenny Rogers' greatest hits.
And then you need to watch that dumbass movie
with
I love.
All the kids.
Yeah.
And the...
How come I can't think of names because my brain is fucked? Six Pack.
Six Pack, yes.
The greatest movie ever made except Yentl. Six Pack, where Kenny Rogers is a race car driver.
But in 1983, he and Sheena Easton sang, "We Got to Know."
Oh.
Who needs tomorrow?
Just picture it, 1983. There's no internet.
Babe.
You just sit and listen to this.
Why don't you
drinking
stay?
Your hams.
Oh. And you listen to Kenny. And then when Sheena comes in, oh my God, it's unreal.
And then you watch Hardcastle McCormick on the TV. Or shows like Manimal, where a guy changes into an animal.
I never watched
and solves
that.
Crimes.
No.
He That's could like change Teen into Wolf. Any animal, but he couldn't. He wasn't just a werewolf. He could change into any animal, like a hawk, and come and scratch the shit out of your face.
But what?
An A-Team, and of course, Mama's Family. And he meant, yes, Manimal. I don't even remember it, and I feel like I would have liked it. And a Webster, which was weird as hell, though. I loved Webster. I watched every episode, but it just seems something was off. Now that you look back, it seems like...
I didn't really understand the premise, I guess.
Yeah, the premise seems odd now.
Okay, Manimal.
He turns into an animal and he solves
It was only
crimes.
On for one season, well, so that's a clear indicator of how horrible it was.
Well, Beauty and the Beast lasted three. And that beast, when your boyfriend is literally a half animal with a wang and he's not, he goes shits in a litter box in your house and he wears clothes from the Renaissance time. Why do you go on with him? Do you bring him to like lakefront days? Do you bring him to concerts? Do people say, how do you get into
you probably
a show?
Do bring him to the Renaissance
I guess.
Festival.
And the Renaissance Festival, we're having it again last year, of course, not because of COVID. And I always think I want to go. And then when I get there, I think, I hate every minute of this. I hate it.
Never.
Everybody's eating a great big turkey stick from the Flintstones, a big turkey drumstick.
Or giant
everybody stinks.
Pickles and
they're all wearing
sweaty.
Weird costumes. And for some reason, I feel like I should like that. And I just... I don't think I like the people being next to me and all of the people. I do like the artists. Sometimes are pretty good.
My friend Autumn and I went 1 year and got really drunk.
But it's so expensive,
at the Renaissance. But then we were like stranded because we were like, how do we get home? Oh. We had to wait it out.
Yeah.
And then we were miserable.
It's hot. It's sticky. Yeah. It stinks.
And there's weird ass people screaming at you all the
time. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Calling you a fatty.
Yeah. Mm. I'm like, I know. All right.
Yeah. I realize that, sir. Jeez.
I can't wear my Evelyn and Bobby bra in this getup.
Right.
In my whorish off the shoulder.
Right.
What do you call those?
Middle-aged
blouse.
Thing? I don't know.
My horror blouse?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where your tits are out.
Jesus, always. Out and down.
Yeah.
Down and out is literally my tits.
I mean, and those middle-aged women did have their tits out, and yet, but how you had to be pure? Come on, just let your tits be out and do whatever you want.
No.
Women have put up with so much.
We really have.
Oh,
needs to stop. Just like the woman
in
this
story.
We
are going to travel to our neighboring state of Iowa. In Iowa, you know what?
I was just thinking, it's right next to us, and I've spent very little time in Iowa
driven
in my
through.
Life.
The town we're going to talk about is literally 5 hours from us, a five-hour drive.
Have you ever been to Davenport?
No, my ex-husband, whatever his name is, it's shit bomb. I didn't say that. Oh, jeez. Poop face.
Yeah.
He is from Iowa.
Oh.
Ugh. Anyway, we're going to travel, like we said, to 1983. And it's always the friend, right? We're in Davenport, Iowa, which is supposed to be a quiet fishing community. It's one of the quad cities. We have the twin cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. They have quad cities, which are these cities along the mighty Mississippi, the Ole Miss. And Davenport had a concerned citizen, a very good friend, and her name was Marianne Roth. And again, it's always the best friends who know.
Of course.
Always.
I would go to the cops for you, Sarah. You
know
it.
Because they know your habits. They know if you're going to respond. They know if you have plans. She's talking to a police officer that looks 900 years old and in a very ill-fitting suit. Oh, we didn't even say the show we're watching.
Oh, shit.
That's because we already are hammed on hams.
Yep.
This show does not exist anymore. And it was not on Discovery Plus. And so I looked up this gentleman that will learn his name in a second, you know, suspense, from Kat Kramer. And I could find nothing for a video except this one show. And I looked for it, couldn't find it. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, it showed up on YouTube, of all things. And the show is called The New Detectives.
Oh, yeah.
It's as if you took Forensic Files and then cut the budget in half again. And it's a Forensic Files. Even less of a budget than The Mansion Show, which is $17.
Mm.
This episode is called Written in Bone. I have no idea, season, episode, whatever. So you'd have to go to YouTube, look up The New Detectives. And I have a feeling that there's a lot of excellent cases that we're going to have to watch on this show. Because the reenactments were okay, but the budget is piss. So it's called Written in Bone. And there are several mysteries per one episode. Mm-hmm. So this was just a quick 17-minute case for him, and then it moved on to others. But I have a feeling I'm going to have to check out this new detectives a bit more. So the actors are okay. The budget is less than, but that's what we like. So the 900-year-old police officer in the ill-fitting suit is taking concerned citizen Marianne Ross' statement. Marianne has a friend named Joyce Clint, K-L-I-N-D-T. Joyce Clint was supposed to meet her for their lunch session, gossiping about that bitch Carol that goes to church and farts all the time, and she thinks it's silent and it's not. And
we can hear you, Carol.
Carol, we heard that. God. You know, and Joyce never shows. Even though she had talked to her earlier in the morning on the phone, she doesn't show up for their lunch bitch session about Carol and, you know, freaking Jessica's long vagina or whatever. And she wears too tight of pants all the time. And in the 80s, leggings were called stretch pants.
Yes.
And if you wore your stretch pants out of the house, you might as well have killed yourself. Mm-hmm. You would have been killed. If you wore stretch pants outside of your yard, you were trash and lower than life. You were the lowest rung of animal life on the earth. Stretch pants woman. And now you wear leggings 24/7. Out of the house, everywhere, the fashionable.
And you're a goddamn queen.
And you are, you're Beyonce. So anyway, I don't know if Joyce wore stretch pants, but I feel like she did. Joyce had been in a lot. Marianne's worried because Joyce has been really stressed out. We all have been. She's super stressed about her marriage. Her marriage was in bad shape. But then I wrote, whose isn't?
Yeah.
Who isn't stressed about their marriage? Who doesn't think about divorcing their husband or wife 24/7? And if you aren't like hating your husband, are you really even married?
Doubtful.
Right.
No.
No, you're not. Because you live with someone all the time. You're going to hate them all the time.
Of course.
Sometimes.
Most
but
of the time.
It was beyond that. Marianne was really worried because Joyce's relationship had a few, real problems.
There were some big red flags here.
Huge red flags.
Yeah.
Now, Joyce was a very dedicated mother. They had a son. The son's name was Bart.
Bart.
And this is pre-Simpsons. So maybe it's okay, but he's Bart. The reenactment shows Joyce, the reenactor Joyce, with the reenactment Bart playing Frisbee in the front yard. Yeah. Do moms play Frisbee with their sons in the front yard? I don't think so. You tell your son, go find a friend, you
idiot. Somebody else.
I'm not playing with you in the front yard, Frisbee, you dick.
I have soap operas to watch.
Yeah. Sale of Centuries on. God damn it. Joyce, for some reason, tried to keep this marriage together. She wasn't, they said, naive. So Marianne has on her person at the police office a tape. Now, this is a cassette tape.
Right.
What you could do is just, what I would do with my cassette tapes is, you had your cassette tape, you had record, and we would just record
songs from the radio.
Yeah. No, yeah. You would record songs from the radio because you're too cheap to buy a record. But then you would also record funny voices and farts.
What?
Yeah. And then you would fart and record it. And then, of course, you would prank. So you would record farts and then you would prank people by playing the farts.
The fart.
Okay. Yes. And which made me think of a story. My dear friend Stacy, who lives in North Dakota, and she's long suffering because she's been my friend for 800 years since childhood. Stacy's dad worked at the cable company and they didn't have cable. So we teased him all the time. Like, your dad had cable, worked at the local cable company, that videotapes the basketball games and all that stuff. Now, I was a terrible child, believe it or not. What I would do with my other friend Jesse, who knows what happened to that dumb bitch, is we would prank the cable company. So we would call and say and ask for Stacy's dad's full name. This is his place of business where he worked. And then we would say, "Hi, Dad. This is Stacy. I took a giant shit in the toilet again, and so you need to bring that industrial plunger from work home because it's flooding all over the house." And we would do that kind of stuff, like, "Hi, Dad. This is Stacy. I just pissed myself in the driveway again, so should I hose it down?" I mean, just terrible. And we'd laugh and laugh.
Yeah.
And then we would prank and say, you know, this is a message for, of course, right. Stacy's dad, and then play farts. And then say, it was Stacy farting. And we did it not just once or twice, like 1,700 yeah. times.
I'm sure he was appreciative.
Oh, I'm sure. Terrible. Oh, the poor thing. Anyway, pranking is another thing the youth can't do.
No.
The young
no.
can't do. And pranking people was the best thing ever.
God, it was the best thing
ever. Dude, just call random numbers and say, yeah. you're a dumb asshole and you're yeah. ugly and hang up on them.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was the best. So anyway, this is a cassette tape. Now, I'm not sure why, after listening to this cassette tape, I'm confused why Joyce was still in the home. But anyway... Joyce told her friend Marianne, use this if something happens to me, or keep this safe to use in court for my divorce.
Which is like, what? I mean, I don't know.
If someone gave me a tape they made and said to keep it safe, I'd say, what is this, Hardcastle and McCormick? What is this, Scarecrow and Mrs. King? What are you talking about? Go to the police. What
right.
do you mean?
Right.
The police play the tape. And they realize that it's a conversation between Joyce and her husband. This is who you're going to Google constantly after this episode. James Clint.
Yep, Jimmy.
K-L-I-N-D-T. The reenactment was unbelievable. So the reenactment of the recording of this tape is we have reenactment Joyce, who was kind of cute. She had the 80s perm or whatever, natural curly hair. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell, but it was a triangle. And everybody had curled triangle hair. Like, yeah. it literally yep. was in the shape of a triangle.
Yes.
You had the triangle curly hair. Then she is folding laundry, of course, because a husband has never folded laundry ever in the history of husbands. If you see your husband folding laundry, something is horrifically wrong. Something's happened.
Right.
James Clint is sitting on the chair. Okay. This man, this reenactor, does look like the real James Clint, but of course he's bald. He's like Dr. Phil bald.
Like it, yeah.
The horseshoe hair bald, you know, where you just have hair along the sides. Like Max Headroom had that, or whatever on Star Wars, the guy had like the computer all around the head. No, like not
Max. Oh, on Star Headroom. Trek, you
no,
mean?
Star
oh,
Wars Star Wars. Had it. Like he worked for Lando Calrissian. He had like computer. I don't know.
I need to look it up again.
But he had just like the Dr. Phil hair, bald.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a fake mustache on.
Yeah.
That Megan noticed.
Well, it looked like he had taken. It was so long. It was by it was far and away longer than the hair yeah. on his head.
Yes.
And then it looked like someone, kind of like when we used to do our bangs in the 80s. Someone had just taken a curling iron and just curled the lip hair under.
Yeah,
so it was
absolutely
all
weird,
like in a little ball.
Totally weird, and a completely different color.
Yeah,
than
and
the hair
totally
head.
Different color. Yeah,
and I wrote that he looked like a poor man's Ron Howard or Richie Cunningham.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, he did. So what he does is Joyce decides she's going to confront her husband James about all of the money that he's allegedly been stealing from his chiropractic business. So he's a chiropractor, mm-hmm. has his own business, and he's stealing money from his business.
How do you steal money from yourself?
From your own business. Why would you do that? Like, it's your own business. I don't get what he was doing.
What does that mean?
I don't even know, but it must have been something
like
illegal.
He was trying to not pay taxes
Maybe.
On things or something?
He goes nuts, goes over to her and says, if you say a word about this, I am going to smother you and put your head under a pillow, kill you, and cut you up into tiny pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says to her, and it's on tape. If your husband threatens to cut you up into tiny pieces and is serious, that's when you take your laundry and you just walk out the door.
But then the dumbass cop said, I've heard a lot of this. This is just savage talk. That's what that was, quote.
Yeah.
Savage talk.
Yeah.
It's murder talk, yes. You stupid fucker.
He's threatened to kill his wife, but the cops have heard it so much that they just don't even give two shits.
Yeah. Yeah.
What she does to protect herself is give the tape to Marianne. Marianne, again, is worried because Joyce didn't show up for lunch. She knows now this history of her life being threatened. So Marianne, now she's at the police. So that's where we are. The police say Joyce probably just left town again. Like they always say, women just take, you know, just leave. You don't leave your child. You would get divorced. You don't just leave and change your identity. Nobody knows how to change your identity. I mean, I don't understand. So right now where we're at is the police are thinking Joyce left town until the divorce.
She was trying to be safe.
Right. She's okay, fine.
But she didn't bring her kid.
No, she didn't bring her kid. And the next day, it was actually her friends, not the police, that find her car parked at the airport. So they call the police. The police look at the car. There's no evidence in it. There's no sign of a struggle. And again, the police say, well, obviously then she flew away. She's missing on purpose. Again, you wouldn't, if you had, you tell your friends, you'd have a friend come with you. Women don't do that. You don't leave your child. You don't tell your child you're leaving.
They didn't mention her mascara, but.
No, she, I'm sure she didn't. That was still in the house.
Yeah.
Now, what looks like to the police, just a family argument gone wrong. They decide since the friends
are horribly wrong.
The friends are being so persistent, the police decide to get off their ass and go talk to this dick, James Clint. They go and interview him about, you know, your wife's missing. Where is your wife? Right. Her friends are very concerned. They want to file a missing persons. They think something happened to her. He has the story that they fought on the morning of the 18th. That's when she had, you know, had her lunch date with Marianne and never showed up. He said they fought. He said that James got angry and James stormed out of the house, went to the marina. Yes, they have a marina in Iowa. It's the Mississippi. It's on the river.
Okay. I was just thinking, what?
But I thought, wow, they have a marina in Iowa, in the middle of Iowa, but it's on the river.
Okay.
And he has a boat and he was just going to go on his boat and just jerk or whatever men do on their boats by themselves on the river. But since it seemed to be floodwaters that day, I'm not sure if there were floodwaters that day, but whatever, he decided not to go out on the river, just went back home. All right. He said by the time he went home, Joyce was gone. All of her clothes in the closet were gone, and she stole $4,000 of my money.
God damn it.
Okay. So $4,000 is gone, he says. All of her clothes are out of her closet. But again, is her pads? Are her tampons? Are her belt, belts gone? Is her mascara gone? Is her douche gone? You know, men forget about that stuff. Police are actually smart and they go to the marina to actually check on his alibi, which thankfully they do. Now we go to this restaurant manager that has a lovely restaurant right on the marina, just like the restaurants in San Diego, right on the ocean marina.
Yep, same. Exactly like that.
This woman who I wrote had the ugliest patterned shirt on that I'd ever seen in the reenactment. And she had a very messy red mop of hair. So I don't know if it was a terrible wig or her real hair. And again, the police officer that's 900 years old is in the most ill-fitting suit I've ever seen. I don't think it fit him at all. But they said, did you see this dick, James Clint, come use his boat? And the woman was like, hell yeah, I did. Which I can't remember a face to save my name. If someone said, "Did you? What did you do yesterday?" I'd be like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
She said she saw this dick walking to his boat and he had two black full garbage bags.
Yeah.
Put it onto the boat, left on the boat, came back, went again, came back with garbage bags, put it on the boat and went again and came back. Why didn't she question him and say, are you just throwing trash in the river?
Right.
Like, are you throwing your garbage in the river?
That is illegal.
Maybe they weren't environmentally sound back then. I don't know. But very suspicious that he's bringing his fucking trash bags on his boat. I don't know. Now, this, of course, contradicts Jim's alibi that he went to his boat. There was some sort of floodwaters that day, which there weren't, and he went home.
Yeah, he said, is the waters too high?
Yeah.
Because well, it was a flood.
You're on a boat, dick. What does that matter? I don't know. Now, the police learn that for some reason, Davenport has very handsome and unsighted women. Have incredibly unsighted women because James Clint, who looks like Richie Cunningham, Dr. Phil Cross, was a philanderer. He was known to dive into some poon in town. He was slapping away vag left and right.
But how?
Again, the unsighted. It again was an eclipse. People were not prepared and they stared into the eclipse. The whole town lost their sight.
I can't with this.
This man, maybe in 83, the horseshoe bald and the giant mustache was sexy.
I can't.
But I don't think so. Because you have, you know, you have Burt Reynolds, you know, that people think are sexy. You don't
Burt Reynolds was sexy.
But you don't go for James Clint.
No, this guy is nothing.
He was also a huge booze hound. And so you just go to bars, like, drink, and have pool.
Yeah, checking all the boxes.
Oh.
An Elkie, check. Yep. Philanderer, love it.
Yeah.
Married with a kid, awesome.
I don't know how he got so much poon.
You guys, it's unfathomable.
Absolutely foul. He is having a blatant affair. They said blatant affair. So that means he's not even trying to hide it with one of his patients at his chiropractic business.
Ew.
And I don't know. I'm very uncomfortable when I go to the chiropractor and I have a man because they literally lay their balls on your back and crush your back, and their balls are like in your face when they twist your neck, and then their ball, they like have their head in your crotch as they're trying to
sometimes
smack,
you know. It's uncomfortable.
It's just very uncomfortable.
And Joyce was really pretty in real life.
Joyce
was
a lovely woman.
Yeah, I thought
absolutely
so.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
They've tracked down this woman that he is having an affair with. And the reenactment version of this woman was quite cute. A really cute blonde, except she had enormous sweaty tits. Did you notice her t-shirt? She had enormous sweat stain on her tits.
What?
I don't know why she had such sweaty boobs.
Did they ever really show her whole face?
Yeah, they showed her face. She was a really cute blonde.
I thought it was always kind of behind.
Yeah, no, they showed her face. She just said the truth. She said, well, on the day she disappeared, Jim invited me over around noon. He said that Joyce agreed to a divorce. We could finally be together and everything was fine. And she just spilled the beans right away. She didn't give two shits about protecting Jim.
No.
Joyce, at this point, the police find out, had threatened Jim, his alleged embezzling. He's having an affair. So the police feel, okay, this is really is a strong motive for James Clint to want to kill his wife. Now, this is what happens where I can't. So on April 15th, a month after her disappearance, we have some boaters, you know, boating on the Mississippi, fishing. Maybe it's a father-son fishing, whatever. The reenactment looked like a father-son. I mean, they looked normal. They had all their teeth, whatever. They were fishing. And they see something just floating in the river. You know, and Mississippi's a big-ass river. But they see something on the side. And they get closer and closer. They find that it is a butthole.
No!
It's a butthole!
It wasn't.
Yes, it was. Did you see the actual picture? It was her butt ass up. No. It was her butt in her cooch. Yes, it was. Look again. It was her butthole. No, it was cut off at the hot, right here below her navel. And right below her hips. Oh, it was literally her butt and her cooch were floating.
Were her boobs there?
No, it was just right underneath her belly button, right above her hips. It was literally, they showed the real picture. The butthole was up in the air. Look again. The butthole, they go over and they showed a real picture and it's literally just an ass. If you go into one of those sex shops and they have those molds of those things, that's what it was.
No.
Can you imagine your whole life and your dignity comes down to literally your butthole is all they find is your butthole and your vag? Now, that poor woman that was before where her legs were sticking up out of the water. It's her butthole.
No, I thought that was her.
That's her butt up.
I thought it was the top of her shoulders.
No, that's not her shoulders. That is her ass. Because they show it's literally the when they.
I'm taking a screenshot. I'm taking
because
a screenshot.
They showed her bones. It is only the pelvis, and that is in the articles. It was literally just her butthole in her front. He cut her into little bits, and the only part that surfaced was her butt. These men found her bush and her ass. And that's all she's remembered for. Her butthole sticking out of the water. This poor woman. And if that was me, they would have said, oh my God, that looks like a Sasquatch mask.
What was the murder where the lady was naked too, but she was floating with her feet in a V? Because
that was just her vag and her butt and her feet went her up. Feet. That was one of our first
that
ones.
Was, yeah, I got to look that one up again. Okay,
it was literally just her butt. That I was not her shoulders. Because then they studied, the only thing they had to figure out who she was her pelvis, her hip bones. Mm. Because it was only her butthole. And that's what you find when you're fishing, a human butthole floating in the river?
Why am I laughing? This is horrible. Isn't that terrible?
Your whole life, you try to be normal, and then only part found of you is your vag and your butthole sticking up out of the water. Mm. Oh.
Joyce.
I can't even. Now it says the limited autopsy. Yes, because it was a butthole. All she had left were her butthole. It says here it was a female torso severed just below the navel and just below the top of her thighs.
Oh.
It was her hip. It just was her hip area, her bush and her asshole.
Yeah.
And he threw that in a bag and that's all that came up. Her vag said, I'm free. I'm going to save you. Her vagina saved the day.
As it should.
They figured that the woman was Caucasian or that it was a woman. I don't even, well, I guess it was a woman because it was a badge and an asshole. There wasn't a wing.
Yeah.
It had been in the water anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 months. Mm. It had cut marks made by a chainsaw with a 5/16 inch chain.
Yeah. Which you can see in the picture that they
Because he
show.
Cut through her hip bones. Yeah. But then he just cut right under
her
vag.
But then he was like, I can't get it. So he just cut her legs off then.
I just still, again, that picture is her butt ass up.
It is. My eyes mistook
for shoulders and it was a butthole.
Yeah, I thought it was her shoulder.
I can't. So we see this guy, he's 1,000 years old, he's the forensic guy, this is where the forensic comes in. His name is Clyde Snow, I guess he was related to Chrissy Snow, who was the relative, or lived with Jack and
Janet. I was like, what? From Three's Company?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chrissy Snow lives with Jack, lives with Janet. Okay. So Clyde Snow studied the bones, he's 9,000, he pretty much says he can try to kind of figure out a profile of this woman from the bones. He determines that somehow the woman is 26 to 34 because of the ridge lines. He figures she's between 5'5 and 5 feet and 5'6, which maybe you can find. And that she's 125 to 140 pounds. How do you just tell from hip bones and a vag that you're 125 to 140?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All of that matched Joyce. All right. So again, here's your whole life and your dignity. You're trying to be matched in death by some guy staring at your vag and trying to match it. And you just are like, gosh, I meant to shave my I meant to, you know, do some grooming that day. I meant to bleach my asshole that day.
Yeah, hot mess.
And I didn't. And that's what gets studied. Mm. Oh, geez, this poor thing. Now, the police figure it's probably could be Joyce because Joyce is missing. They decide how many other missing women are there in the Davenport area. They find 16? All these other cases of missing women just in this Iowa town. Missing women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And I was like, why are there so many people missing?
What's going on? They write all the names of these missing women up on the wall and start crossing off either when they crossed off the ones that were missing after Joyce's butthole was found.
And I'm still like, why aren't you out there looking
What's going to happen to these women? Why didn't you know these women were missing?
Well, remember when the friend came and was like, my friend's gone. And they were like, that's savage talk. Yeah.
I know.
Jesus.
So they crossed off the ones that were found after the asshole was found. Two women were actually found and probably wanted to stay missing. Mm-hmm. They were left then down to like four or whatever. And Joyce was the only one that matched the measurements of the butthole in the bush. They didn't want to say for sure yet because they needed some more evidence. So they get a search warrant for James Clint's house. They search in his garage and they actually do find a chainsaw with a 5/16 inch chain. They take the chainsaw, test it. They can find no blood anywhere on it. Well, he could have bought a new one. Right. He could have threw the chainsaw right. in the water and bought another one.
Yeah, they think that this is not the chainsaw, no. the murder it would chainsaw. Have yeah.
guts all over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
They then take blood from the butthole and compare it to her parents and her son. And here's her son having to give his blood so that this butthole can he can figure out if this butthole is his mother. That poor boy. And all the genetic markers match. This is before right. DNA. So they figure pretty much that, yeah, this is probably Joyce. So they go and arrest James and figure he, of course, killed his wife because she was going to tattle on him for right. taking money from his own business, which again is weird. I don't know. Maybe he had a partner or something.
Maybe.
He had a lot to lose and he wanted to be with his girlfriend with the sweaty tits. He was going to be happier with his wife dead, yeah. I guess.
I guess.
Right. They arrest him, and what they figure he did, and I have some outside info because it explains what he said happened, is that after murdering Joyce, now what he says happened, how he murdered her, is that Joyce just went nuts that morning.
Right.
Even though she was going to go to lunch with her friend and had yeah. called her friend and was pretty much totally normal with her friend on the phone. Went nuts, came after him with a knife, and he just happened to grab a billiard ball from his pool table, whip it, and he hit her right on the head with it, and she died. Absolutely not!
Right. No.
I guess if you got hit in the head with a bowling or billiard ball 1,000 miles an hour, you could knocked out. You could die. I guess yeah. it's possible, but the chances of him having aim like that and
being able to throw that hard.
Right. And if she's coming at you with a knife, wouldn't your hands be on the knife fighting her off? How are you grabbing yeah. a bowling ball and hitting it? You would have to smash her on the head with it, or a billiard ball. Smash her on the head repeatedly to get her. You don't just, it's not whipping it across the room and hitting her. I don't understand. That was idiotic. But he pretty much said she was attacking him. And,
right. It was self-defense.
Self-defense. He killed her with a pool ball. Idiot. After he kills her, he puts her in his car, puts the chainsaw in his car, brings her to a remote area. Of course, some woods. That's why you never go in the woods. He cuts her apart, cuts off her bush and ass, puts them all into plastic bags or garbage bags, goes to his boat, dumps them in the Mississippi River, and then he drives her car to the airport and just goes on with his life until her butthole is discovered. If it never would have resurfaced, they would have never caught him, really, because they couldn't have proven that he did anything.
They still really couldn't.
Right. I mean, he did.
There was no murder weapon.
There was no evidence, no blood evidence.
It was all just
the witness testimony.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was her cut up in the river.
Yeah.
And they just put
they knew she was dead. Yeah.
He was found guilty of second degree murder. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison. Mm-hmm. So he did get out. He got out after serving 20 years. Mm-hmm. What he did was he went back to Davenport, of course. Would you go back to that town? I don't know. He moved in with his parents. All right. So his parents took him in. And around 2006, he ran a taco stand.
Yeah, he opened up an eatery.
Yep. A taco stand because he was a prison cook. So he knew how to cook.
It said he also did lovely things while in prison, like train dogs.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And he was teach just people a great to read.
Guy. A great guy.
He seemed great.
He was arrested again quite a few more times.
Oh my God, James.
Because he was a crackhead.
Yep.
So he's arrested for drugs quite a few times. He lives with his parents.
He also was arrested for battery
of his girlfriend.
Another girlfriend.
How?
Huh. That was just savage talk.
And then one day, his parents say he was just walking about the house and tripped and smashed his head on a piece of furniture and died. So he is passed. His dad said his son fell Thursday in this article from the Davenport, by Linda Cook, 2010. So he died in 2010. Yep. His dad said, he fell Thursday and hurt himself on a piece of furniture. He was as strong as a bull. He had to rupture something when he fell. I think he ruptured his spleen. You know whose else spleen he ruptured? His wife's.
Yep.
When he cut her in half with a chainsaw and threw her asshole in the river.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I don't give a shit about his
spleen. His dad requested an autopsy for his son. Why? The dumbass was probably... Who knows? Oh, this man's life. He chainsaw cuts up his wife after killing her with, he says, with a pool, a billiard ball. Dumps her in the river. He then is in jail 20 years, beats up girlfriends, is a crackhead, continually getting arrested for having drugs, drug possession, paraphernalia. But he did donate to the Special Olympics a few times. So they wrote that that was great. Well, that is great. But what he did to don't earn money for the Special Olympics is... he participated in the organization's, quote, lockup fundraiser.
No.
So they went to the John O'Donnell Stadium in Davenport. Clint was put in a makeshift cell, given a phone so he could call friends and family, and they would raise bail money to get him out of the cell.
What?
Did he have, like, the kids could come to his booth and cut up a blow-up doll and throw the asshole in a tub of water just like he did?
And be like, that's what I did, kids.
Kids, cut the asshole out now. Yep, cut right below the bush. Cut the legs off. Cut the ass. Now get the asshole in the water and get the legs in the bag. Yep. Throw it into the bin, kids. There it is. See how the asshole floats up? You gotta now prevent the asshole from floating up. The asshole should stay down. If the asshole goes up, people find it and they say, hey, there's an asshole. And then you go to jail.
Then you're in the clink like me.
Oh,
James.
Who puts a murderer into a child's
Special Olympics
charity
fundraiser?
What is going on?
I don't know.
He killed his wife and cut her up and threw her in the river and they use him for a charity? What is wrong with people's brains?
I don't know.
Oh, I can't even. Well, Kat Kramer, this was quite a killer, husband killer. One of the biggest dicks around.
He's huge.
And not literally, just an asshole.
Just
ugly.
Hideous.
Hideous, inside and out.
I'm appalled by his look. I'm appalled by his actions.
And he could have gotten a divorce because it's Iowa and nobody gives two fucks.
No.
Oh, and his wife would have said, finally,
yes,
dick.
Right,
she wanted to divorce him, you asshole. Oh,
let
I
her
can't
go.
Even. Anyway, if you enjoyed this very, very demure and sophisticated podcast.
Right.
Please follow us on our Instagram. We have Twitter. Our Facebook group. We would love for you to join or like us on Facebook. You can see kind of pictures and all that stuff of the episode. If you want to, you know, come to Patreon and listen to a few exclusive episodes, that would be so amazing. You get a shout out. You get some stickers. It would be fabulous.
Would love to see you and hear from you.
We love to hear from you. Write us.
So
tell us
fun.
What you think. We love it, love it, love it.
Yes.
And thank you again. I mean, my goodness. To Jessica, thank you so much. To Kyla, Carrie, Stephanie, thank you so
Anytime
much.
Anytime I drink this week, Jessica, even water.
Yep.
God to take my pills. Yeah, drinking my water to take my pills. I'm drinking it out of Handsome and Unsighted.
Yeah, that's the folk of Davenport,
Hot
Iowa.
Damn.
Oh. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for listening. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.